Prepare to be captivated by the business story of the week, hosted by me, Shaheen Shan. Join us on a journey through the twists and turns of entrepreneurial triumphs and setbacks. Immerse yourself in the narrative and witness the magic that turns dreams into reality. This is Business Story of the Week.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to Business Story of the Week. I am your co-host, Joshua. And today, like we always do, we unravel stories of success, innovation, perseverance, struggles, and succeeding through these struggles and these perseverance. And our guest today is the prime example of persevering through all that and succeeding no matter what challenges you face. George V. Gonzalez is the number one best-selling author of Answer the Call: Life Lessons from Family Origins Through Invention and Struggle, where he shares his own inspiring journey of reinvention after facing diversity. Through this book, through his book and his coaching sessions, George empowers others to overcome challenges and pursue their true purpose in life. George, I am quite excited for this episode. Thank you for being on here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Joshua. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Fantastic. George, this is, first of all, even if we're just, we may be primarily a business podcast, but, as you all know, everyone goes through challenges in life, business, individually, life in general. What you teach here, I am certain, resonates with everyone, not just in their entrepreneurial journey, but everyone who struggles, and we all struggle through life. And George, before we get into everything, we need the background story, right? We need the backstory of George Gonzalez. What, anything that happened, like particular pivotal moments in your childhood, perhaps, or throughout your lives, any pivotal moments that has led you to where you are, where you shifted your career path, and the moment in your journey that inspired you to embrace true change and pursue your true purpose.
Yeah, I think I can go back to my early teens.
Okay.
And this knowing came over me that I was someone special and gifted. And I knew that I had a big purpose in my life. And I know, of course, I hadn't lived life yet. So I was, I knew that it was going to present itself and unfold itself when I was ready for it. So it's about really believing that you are special. And I think a lot of us know that or believe that, but sometimes we think that we're making it up. The thing is that we're not making it up. That's actually real. It's true. If you get this feeling that you're special, guess what? You are special. If you have this feeling that you're gifted and you're talented in some way, shape, or form, that means you are. Because that was put inside of you. God did that for you. So that was like the pivotal part of my life early on, that I knew that I was special. And I knew and I knew that I was going to create something. So every time that I had an idea, I went for it. When I believed that I was good at something, I went in all in on it. Because I knew that I was meant for something great. And because I believe that, this is why I wear so many hats. I'm a real estate agent. I'm an inventor. I'm a published author. I'm a public speaker. Because I believe in myself so much.
But that must have been, not an easy ride at all. And in your book, you share a lot of these events in your life where one of them you experienced a disability that shifted your career path. Talk to us a little bit about that, but also what came first? Did George the author came first? George the inventor came first? Which hat did you wear first?
So the first hat that came to me, I was in a career for 20 years in warehouse distribution logistics. I was a manager.
Okay.
And just little old me, I was able to move up in the ranks. And I was super proud of myself, but it didn't really kick in really until when I wrote the book. Wait a minute, I was successful in my field for 20 years. So that was like the biggest hat that I wore for that long and not even realizing and really giving myself credit. Right. And then after that, I was unemployed when the market crashed in 2008. And when I was unemployed, that's when I became an inventor coaching my daughter's softball team.
Okay.
My daughter, she was 11 years old, real small, petite little girl. All the girls got picked except for her and like 10 other little girls. So I commit myself to be an assistant coach, because I commit another parent to be the coach. And that's where the invention came out in that field, coaching my daughter's softball team. And then I became a real estate agent. And lastly, it was the author in 2021.
All right.
And then I became a public speaker in 2021.
All right. Wow, fantastic. Okay, that's just, we need to kind of break that down. Thank you for laying it out like that. First of all, you were a logistics manager for 20 years. Big hat to wear, a lot of experience. But you said, like, later on, when I mean, you became an author, you realized that, hey, I should give myself more credit. And that's something we all kind of go through in life, right? Just an entrepreneur and generally as an individual, we feel like, I don't feel fulfilled in this job, or I don't feel fulfilled in this opportunity. But you may feel that, but that doesn't mean you can't give yourself credit, because there was a reason why you were put in that place. You know, there's a reason why you're special. There's a reason, there's a purpose for everything. Even if you felt like it wasn't a job that you were going to stay in, a path that you were going to stay in. Much like yours, you thought, you know, hey, you know, I'm going to be involved with my daughter's softball team, right? You know, like I'm going to invent something. And tell us about that. What was that particular invention that you had and you made for your daughter's softball team?
So I invented a batting machine for baseball and softball. Now, that machine came out of frustration, because I went to the store shopping in all the local stores trying to find something to really help my daughter with her swing, because she was so small and she was going to need a lot of work. And I couldn't find anything. We went for like 2 to 3 weeks. And then one day I go to sleep. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I had this image in my mind. And I sketched it out. I went back to sleep. I woke up the next morning and the sketch was right there. Wow. And I was like, wow. I got scared. I got, you know, nervous. I'm like, this was true. This wasn't a dream. This was real. Wow. And then I built a prototype. And then that's when my daughter became a 5-time All-Star, 1-year Rookie of the Year and 1-year MVP because of that batting machine that I created for her.
Wow, if that isn't a path to being special and embracing what makes you special and helping others, most especially someone you love, someone so special to you, embracing what makes them special as well. First of all, I like that image of you waking up 3 a.m. I was taught this a long time ago. I didn't think it was real. They said that if you had problems, like questions you couldn't answer, you like set an alarm, wake up like early in the morning, and then just like in your grogginess, you want to go back to sleep, try to answer that question, and your mind will make you answer it, and then just go back to sleep. It's so much similar to what happened to you. You woke up 3 a.m., you had that image, you sketched it, you even forgot that you sketched it. That's like kind of mind-blowing. It's like, if it that isn't like some sort of epiphany, like bringing to life that what makes you special, and you know, like, and not only that, it's bringing it, manifesting was the word that I was thinking about, manifesting those ideas, manifesting what makes you special. So after that, you invented, you know, you are now an official inventor. What was the next path for George?
The next path was when I invented the machine, I've always believed that my daughter was special. And when I invented the machine, I realized how special she was, because she made modifications to my sketch. So she became the co-inventor at 11 years old.
Oh, what? Wow, yeah. That is
cool. And the final design that me and her created was what I built the prototype off of.
Right.
So, and I made sure that I gave her credit for it. And I made sure that I always told her, oh my God, baby, you're an inventor. You're a little badass. You're amazing. You're a genius. I made sure I engraved that in her because I wanted her to understand how great she was. Because I think that we miss out on that by telling our kids that. And we're not told that either, so we don't believe it until later in life. It's like, oh my God, I was great, but no one ever told me that. So I want to make sure that she knew that she was great. So the next thing after that is she became a 5-time All-Star, 1-year rookie year. Everybody wanted her at that point, you know. Wow. And then I went back to work because I was unemployed. And then that's when I had the accident.
Oh, no.
And when I had the accident at my job, I was disabled for 3.5 years. I was going through, I was heavily medicated. I was depressed. I had suicidal thoughts. And then I heard this whisper. And that whisper said real estate. And that's how I became a real estate agent. Now, the reason I became a real estate agent was because I was doing kitchen and bathroom remodels since I was 14 years old, my dad and my uncle. Okay. Kitchen and bathroom remodels, rehabs, and flipping properties. So I brought that experience forward into 2015, and I was able to close 12 deals in my first 16 months as a brand new real estate agent because I brought that relatable experience. Because we all have relatable experiences that we can bring forward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, first of all, George, again, it's like the ebb and flow, the waves of life, right? You guys are on top. You know, you're an inventor. Your daughter's an inventor. Did you get the invention patented? Is it patented?
It's patent pending, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. So imagine, like, you guys are on top of the world, and then boom, accident. What happened in particular? What was the injury? Why were you 2 years disabled?
So 3.5 years. So I had a slip and fall. So I dislocated 3 discs. One in my lower back, one in my mid spine, and one in my neck. In my neck, I allowed them to give me a shot because I couldn't even turn my neck. But I couldn't allow them to cut me open in my spine because I didn't want to be like on a wheelchair because any bad move would completely put you out, and I didn't want to do that. So I've had to learn how to maneuver my body in such a way, stretch it, make it comfortable to be able to get off the medication. And so I can't sit for long periods of time. I can't stand for long periods of time. There's certain things that I have to do every day to be able to function. But at least I'm able to walk. At least I'm able to do normal things, even though I can't lift heavy weights. And in real estate, I don't need to in real estate. You know, real estate is a different industry, you know. But when I was a real estate agent during the pandemic, that's when this feeling came over me. It's time to write the book. And I was like, wait a minute. And it hugged me again. It's time to write the book. And I was like, it doesn't make any sense because the whole world is shut down. This doesn't almost make any sense. But I was obedient. I wrote the book. It took me about 3 to 6 months. I launched it. It became a bestseller within 24 hours. And then I put it out there on social media. I got invited to podcasts, speaking events. And that's how I became a public speaker.
Wow, fantastic. George, thank you. We're walking through this story of yours. I love it. We're breaking it down. But again, we're walking through the story of yours, but you were at a point where you couldn't even walk. And you said you got into real estate when you couldn't walk. Like that. That is a terrifying thing. Spine, I do kind of relate to you with the whole rehab thing. But it took you 3.5 years. That's a long time. Were you working real estate while you were disabled? How did you get that to work?
No, I was completely medicated. I was depressed. Suicidal thoughts. I was like in my darkest place that I've ever been in my entire life at that particular time. And it wasn't until I got off the medication because the pain was so severe that I had to figure out, okay, I need to make myself comfortable without this medication. So I started doing like stretching and whatnot and core building exercises because I had to make sure to take care of myself because no one was going to do it for me. And the only choice I had was that or get surgery. But I was like, surgery is not an option for me. It's too dangerous. Yeah. I was only 39 years old with my accident. That's way too young to be completely disabled. So and
especially that's the decision that I made. Especially with the family, of course, as well. Yeah. Like you're going to be disabled for the rest of your life. You can't be, you cannot, it's a burden that a father wouldn't want to put on their family as well, right? Exactly. It's a decision that's just unthinkable, right? So how did you, so you got off medication, you finally walked, you stood up, you took up, you gathered all your strength up. Talk to us a little bit about that real estate transition. How did you fare from your remodeling experience and to what area did you kind of expand into?
So when I came off the medication, I was able to think straight, and that's when I heard the voice. A voice told me, whispered, real estate. And I'm like, real estate, that's not far-fetched, because I have so much experience from kitchen and bathroom models and rehabs and doing flips with my dad and my uncle. I brought that forward and I used that for my benefit. So every time that I talk to a client, I talk to them about rehabbing. I talk about cosmetic work, sweat equity. And when I talk to them, they're like, wait a minute, that makes sense. So what you're telling me, George, is instead of paying $300,000 for a house, I would pay $220,000 for the house, do this minor cosmetic work, and walk into $70,000 with the equity. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And that's how I was able to close 12 deals my first 16 months as a brand new agent, because I brought that experience forward.
That's fantastic, because now you like, in every stage of your transition, you come into like a, you drop down really low, and then you bounce back really, really high. And that's not just because of luck, I imagine. There's some luck involved, but George, you give us like this kind of like resilience and energy of resilience, but also this sense of like calm that you're accepting things, you know, and you're letting it come to you, and then facing them with that same sense of calm, but still resilient. And I think that's a lot of things that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners, that kind of mindset is something that could help them move along the way in life as well. Now, you moved into real estate, you got into the pandemic, and then you heard another whisper, you heard another voice, and it's this time, write the book. And the book is titled Answer the Call. And this is a whisper, the call that you have been answering the entire time. Talk to us a little bit about the book and highlight the importance of using setbacks as opportunities for growth.
Now, this magical thing happened with the book also, because I was going to call the book American Inventor. But the day that I was finalizing the title, a whisper told me, answer the call.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And then I heard it again. And then I said it out loud to my publishing company, because I was on the phone. And they said, George, what is that? That's the name of the book. I was like, okay, George, where did you get that from? It was just whispered to me. Okay, George, we're scrapping American Inventor and we're going with Answer the Call. This is the title of the book.
Yes, that's absolutely perfect. It's
so,
the perfect
I was just being obedient where I'm being led to. And Answer the Call, a couple of weeks later, it came to me that Answer the Call means following your gifts, your talents, and pursuing your life's purpose. That's what Answer the Call means.
Wow. George, I want to ask first and foremost, before we get deep into that, what do you think the voice was? Where do you think it came from? And was it something that was always inside of you? And what gave you the inclination to follow it with so much ease and obedience?
It goes back to my early teens, where I knew I was special, I knew I was gifted, and I knew that I had a big calling on my life. I just didn't know what it was yet, because I hadn't lived life. When these things were happening to me, I knew that I had to be obedient, and I knew with no doubt in my heart that God was the one that was guiding me through this. And I knew that God was giving me the images, he was giving me the resilience, he was giving me the brave heart that I had, and he whispered to me saying, this is what I want you to do, and this is what I want you to call it, and this is why. This is what it means. So just having that faith that he was in control, and that I knew that every step of the way, he was going to uncover certain things. And there was times where he just gave me the knowing. There was times that he gave me the visions, but there was times where he actually spoke to me and whispered to me. I mean, he didn't have a conversation with me, but just the slight ask the call, real estate, it's time to write the book. These small little gentle touches. But I knew that it was him guiding me, because my faith was so strong. So, I mean, it's all about being obedient for me.
Wow. Well, now that explains this calm demeanor of yours, this calm surrender. Now I figured out the word calm surrender to what was happening in your life, whether it was bad, it was negative. You were surrendering to it because you knew there was somebody, a higher power that was guiding you through all this. And you know you will be guided. you knew that if you answered this call, you know, you will overcome. And that's a beautiful story. That is such a beautiful story, George. When it comes to entrepreneurship, business, innovating, you know, managing all of that, what is one particular advice you can give our audience and listeners who's going through any struggles or even just in their business? What is that one advice you would say that would allow them to calmly surrender a bit more to this voice and to this call?
What I want people to understand is that every single one of us has a gift, a talent, and a life's purpose. And every single one of us is going to go through a journey in life. And a lot of the times, it's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense why I was in management for 20 years. It didn't make sense because I got hurt, but I understood that there was a reason for that. Even though it didn't make sense to me, I knew there was a reason for that. So everything that I've gone through is intertwined and interlocked, because on my book, I talk about everything. So that journey for me, the struggles, the adversity, the setbacks, mm-hmm. was going to be on that book for me to motivate and inspire people and wow. show people how special they are, how gifted mm-hmm. they are, and that mm-hmm. their journey is a process for them to find their calling in life. So that's wow. what I want people to understand. And if something were to happen in your career today, that tomorrow mm-hmm. you can't do the same career, there's relatable experiences that you have from your previous mm-hmm. career, from your previous life, that you bring forward. Therefore, we're not starting from scratch. We're starting with experiences and from lessons learned.
Wow. George, I am glad that you have overcome all of this. And now, like, we are now at the present. You've walked us through your life with all these different stages, all these challenges, all these struggles, and how you've persevered. Today, you are a public speaker, a published author, sharing the call and how you've struggled and how you've overcome these obstacles, sharing them as a public speaker and coaching them, you know, incorporating these lessons into your coaching and teaching other people's and sharing all of that. How does that feel right now? And is there anything else that you would like to, you know, achieve? And what's the next step for George?
I mean, I am humbled to wear the hats that I wear, and I am humbled to be in the position that I am, because I believe that I am a very honored position, right? And I just want people to understand that we all have a calling in our lives, and for me, it's to motivate, inspire the next generation, and to motivate, mm-hmm. inspire anyone that's going through adversity, that they feel that they have a need to reinvent themselves. And I want to be able to guide them through my experiences, through my book, my social media content, my coaching, my mentoring. I want them to understand that they can do it too. Because if somebody like me was able to do it, why can't you do it? Mm-hmm. We're the same. Right. We're the same, just a little different, but we're all the same. Right. We all have mm-hmm. the ability to do things if mm-hmm. we believe and have faith that we're capable of, and mm-hmm. also that we're worthy of them too, because a lot of times, like you said earlier, we feel that we're not worthy of something, which we are. So it's good to be humbled, but not mm-hmm. be too humbled that we don't feel that we're special yet, because we are. Because it took me to write the book and to see it, it's like, oh my God, I really have created a lot of things here. Mm-hmm. I should give myself more credit. Mm-hmm. So I make sure that I give other people credit, because I know they don't give themselves credit. So I want to make sure that I be the pat on their back that I didn't give myself.
It's a lot of giving that credit to yourself. It's a lot of self-love as well. I love what you said, that be humbled, but not to the point where you don't think you're special, because everything or everyone has something special about them. And if that isn't a message to put out in the world today, I don't know what is. Like, it's something that everyone should hear, no matter what they're going through, no matter what challenges they're facing. All they have to understand is that you're okay, you're fine, you have this power inside of you. You have this something that's special, what makes you special. All you have to do is embrace that, embrace it with a lot of humility, and embrace it with a lot of self-love. George, that's what I got from you today. That is what I hope my audience and listeners have got from you today. I kind of did ask this question a little bit earlier, but tell us about the future. What are the future aspirations of George Gonzalez? And where can we find you? Where can we connect with you? Are you on LinkedIn? Are you on Instagram? And where can we find this book?
You can find me in all my social media platforms under my name, George_V_Gonzalez. Uh-huh. And if you go to my bio and any one of my platforms, you can actually download a free copy of my book, right?
Okay.
And what's next for me? Man, I just want to inspire over 100 million, a billion people if I can, with the message of Answer the Call, because I believe that it's needed in today's society that people need to understand that we have to go deep within ourselves and really uncover those gifts, those talents, and pursue our life purpose so we can find fulfillment in our lives, because the things that we do today, they may not fulfill us. So it's our duty to find those things that do fulfill us, because that's where we become as happy as possible. So,
wow, George, and I would love to say on behalf of all our audience and listeners, and not just me, you have inspired us today, and you have told us that message that we are all special.
Yes.
And you have motivated us to answer the call, and that is what I invite our audience and listeners today to answer that call. Listen to that voice deep inside you. Make sure to follow George and all his socials. Get that book, Answer the Call. And George, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure, man.
Fantastic. And to all our audience and listeners out there, see you on the next one.
All right, so here's the thing. We try to get a little bit better every day, but we can't do it without you. So if you like the video, make sure to like and subscribe below. And if you have any comments, just leave them in the space under.